بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد Through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the tawajjuhat and dua of our respected Hazrat Ahmad Barakatuhum, we are very happy and fortunate that today we have within our hands the latest publication that has come and that has been published by the Islamic Dawah Academy. This publication is in reality a reprint of the very first work of respect to Hazrat Ahmad Barakatuhum accomplished whilst he was still in his student days. Our respected Hazrat Ahmad Barakatuhum came across a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which there is a reward and merit awarded for that person who propagates the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, namely that he propagates 40 sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when our respected Hazrat Ahmad Barakatuhum came across this hadith, he had this zeal that he could take up this endeavor and compile 40 short ahadith and present it to the ummah so that he can become part of this reward and he can gain this great virtue. From this we can gather that from a very young age our respected Hazrat Ahmad Barakatuhum had this zeal, had this great enthusiasm, had this link and relationship with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his propagation, and how the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can spread, how one can make an effort in becoming part of propagating and advancing the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, our Hazrat Ahmad Barakatuhum, seeing whatever materials that he had beforehand at him at that time, he compiled 40 ahadith. And these 40 ahadith were was a great endeavor, was a great task, because it was those times when English was never heard of, or nothing was written in English by our honourable scholars, and the medium of propagation was mainly Urdu, because that's what everyone understood. So this first publication came about, and it was published in his student days from the madrasa premises, and then it was further printed in Madinatul Munawwara as well. So after many years, our respected Hazrat Ahmad Barakatuhum felt, and the thought came, that we should reprint this work that our Hazrat Ahmad Barakatuhum accomplished. So work was done on it again, and as you will see in the introduction, a little change was made, and therefore we have the opportunity to reprint this and distribute it and publish it from the Islamic Dawah Academy. So our respected Hazrat Ahmad Barakatuhum has requested that we listen to the foreword and the introduction by our respected Hazrat Ahmad Barakatuhum on this 40 hadith, which coincides with our dars today, which is on hadith as well. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Balligu anni walau aya." Convey from me whatever you are able to, be it a single verse.
This introduction is written by Mufti Sulaiman Sahib. If you sometimes, without knowing who the writer is, it's difficult to understand certain aspects of the article.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants someone the opportunity to respond to this call of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is indeed a great honor and a source of priceless and good fortune. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَضَّرَ اللَّهُ إِمْرَأً سَمِعَ مِنَّا حَدِيثًا فَحَفِذَهُ حَتَّى يُبَلِّغَهُ غَيْرَهُ. May Allah enlighten the person who heard a hadith from me and safeguarded it in order to convey it to others. This dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his instruction to propagate are undoubtedly factors that have motivated countless individuals of the ummah to preserve and propagate the blessed ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. History is witness to the outstanding lengths to which the muhaddithin went in order to compile and disseminate the ahadith. The resulting compilations of ahadith took various forms, from voluminous works to short collections, notes and even letters. One such format is the Arba'een, a compilation of 40 ahadith. Due to certain narrations of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam extolling the virtues of conveying 40 ahadith to the ummah, the compiling of Arba'een is a long established practice. Despite the narrations about Arba'een being classed as weak by the muhaddithin, many luminaries of the ummah have gathered 40 ahadith to earn the virtues mentioned therein, as it is an accepted principle that weak ahadith are permitted when related to fada'il. Imam Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah, Allama ibn al-Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah all authored Arba'een. While the Arba'een of Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah is the most famous and widely read example of this format in our times. The Arba'een in your hands was compiled by my beloved Shaykh and teacher, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Salim Dorat Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, who is one of those noble souls whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specially chosen to serve his deen. His efforts and achievements are many, and as Shaykh al-Hadith at the Islamic Dawah Academy, he has been rendering a valuable service to the field of Hadith for many years now. However, it was during his student days at Darul Bari, while meeting the demands of study, that he compiled this Arba'een. My first encounter with this work was during the early 90s when I was myself a student at Darul Bari. The senior students had a daily routine of mentoring and teaching good morals and character to us junior students. During these sessions, this compilation was used and we memorized the ahadith and understood the lessons contained in them. This highly regarded compilation of my beloved Shaykh contains short ahadith pertinent to our daily lives. It also holds great historical importance in my eyes, as according to my knowledge, it was my Shaykh's first effort in conveying the teachings of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first ever written piece prepared by an alim educated in the UK. The very first effort in the English language by an alim educated in the UK. It has been my Shaykh's heartfelt desire that this very first endeavor at serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be republished and distributed, with the aim of propagating the beautiful teachings of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By learning, practicing and propagating these precious teachings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure and proximity will surely be acquired. It is my earnest appeal to readers to memorize all 40 ahadith, practice upon the ahadith and convey them to others. Distribute this booklet far and wide. Teach these ahadith to your children. Include this booklet in the madrasa syllabus. Imams of masajid may also wish to impart weekly lessons based on one hadith per week. Similarly, prison chaplains may wish to use this text for the tarbiyah, spiritual nurturing of inmates. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant further acceptance to this work and make it a means of guidance for all. May He grant barakah and acceptance to every endeavor of my beloved Shaykh and grant him good health and a long life with serenity and peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the ability to benefit from His enlightening presence for many years to come and allow us to live up to His heartfelt hopes for us and make us the embodiment of His pure teachings. Ameen. Preface. From amongst the innumerable favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me, one very great favor was the blessing of my beloved father, rahimahullah ta'ala, who nurtured me from childhood to learn, practice and propagate the beautiful teachings of our deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower infinite blessings and mercies upon his grave, enlighten it with immense nur and reward him in abundance. This nurturing had a profound effect on my life, and in my humble way, I have always tried to fulfill his desire for me to dedicate my life to the service of deen. During the early 80s, while I was studying at Darul Bari, I came across the following hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ حَفِظَ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي 40 حَدِيثًا مِنْ أَمْرِ دِينِهِ بَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ فَقِيهًا وَكُنْتُ لُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شَافِعًا وَشَهِيدًا. Whoever conveys 40 hadith and matters of religion to my ummah, Allah will raise him as a faqih, a person with sound deen knowledge, and on the day of Qiyamah, I shall be an intercessor for him, intercessor for him and a witness on his behalf. Al-Bayhaqi. Through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I immediately resolved to collect 40 ahadith from the beautiful collections of the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In those days, textual resources were scarce. Therefore, from the books available, I began collecting short ahadith which could be easily memorized and understood by young and old alike. After deciding upon the 40 ahadith, I translated them and had them edited by Mr. Ibrahim, a revert and a teacher of geography at Darul Bari, who was always affectionate and helpful. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was published first in the UK and then in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, when I presented a copy to my honorable ustad and mentor, Hazrat Maulana Hashim Sahib Damat Barakatum, for his prayers and blessings, he said, "I am delighted. May this beginning be full of blessings. The very first work that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken from you is related to the hadith of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I take good omen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will utilize you much for the service of his deen and also the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Time passed and I graduated from Darul Bari in 1986. Thereafter, I was granted the honor of teaching at the Darul until 1991, when due to the demise of my late father, rahimahullah, I moved to Leicester, and through the further of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, established the Islamic Dawah Academy. The busy days and nights spent in establishing and running the academy with teaching, lecturing and other activities did not give me the opportunity to think about reprinting the 40 ahadith. However, in recent years, the urge to republish this collection has been growing stronger. I regard this collection as one of the most valuable favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me, as through the further of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was my first humble effort in conveying the teachings of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala graced me with this favor whilst I was still studying at the Darul Uloom. It also became the means of the pleasure and happiness of my beloved parents and my respected teachers. Alhamdulillah, Allah the All Merciful has once again granted me the opportunity to witness the reprinting of this collection after more than 30 years. This insignificant one is not able to express enough gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great favor. In this revised version, the translation has been edited. Minor wording changes have been made to hadith number 19, 27, 37, 38 and 39 to be consistent with authentic sources, and the following have been substituted as the exact wording could not be located in the books of authentic ahadith. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك أكرم الضيف أشكر الله تعالى على نعمته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this humble effort through His sheer grace and mercy and make it a means of salvation for me, my parents, my teachers, my mashayikh, my well-wishers and all my associates and the whole ummah, those living and those who have departed. I am grateful to all my friends and associates who have assisted in making this publication possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them with divine love. Ameen.
We will just read through the ahadith inshallah today. The ahadith and the translation. Many people have assisted me in during that time also, 30 years ago. And now also, Maulana Zahir, Suleiman Bhai, Maulana Suleiman Bhula, Mufti Ismail, Dawood Bhai Ahmed Ji, Maulana Asim, Shakil Bhai, they all assisted in making it possible, alhamdulillah, and now it's in our hands. I will urge all of you to make an intention to memorize these 40 hadiths. Memorize these 40 ahadiths and teach it to somebody else. Teach it to your family. So you memorize it and convey it to the family. Memorize it, convey it to the family. So inshallah you will all acquire the virtue. And inshallah after the Bukhari Sharif Khatm, a copy will be distributed to all the participants. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakah to those people who have made that possible also. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات رواه البخاري ومسلم Actions are dependent on intentions قل آمنت بالله ثم استقيم رواه أحمد I believe in Allah Say, I believe in Allah, thereafter remain steadfast. As-salatu imaduddin, rawahul bayhaqi. Salah is the pillar of the religion Islam. As-siyamu junnatun, rawahul Bukhari wa Muslim. Fasting is a shield. Kun fid dunya ka annaka gharibun aw abiru sabil, rawahul Bukhari. Be in the world as though you are a traveler or a wayfarer. مَنْ يَتَزَوَّدْ فِي الدُّنْيَا يَنْفَعْهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ رَوَاهُ الْبَيْحَقِ Whoever makes provision of good actions in the world, it will benefit him in the hereafter. الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ The world is a prison for the believer, and a paradise for the non-believer. لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ لَذَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا رواه البخاري ومسلم If you knew what I know, you would have surely laughed less and cried more. التَّائِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ رواه ابن ماجه The one who repents from sins is like the one who has no sin. أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا رواه الترمذي وأبو داود The most perfect believer is the one with the best character. من صمت نجا رواه الترمذي One who remains silent will save himself. الدعاء سلاح المؤمن رواه الحاكم دعاء is the weapon of the believer. إن الصدق يهدي إلى البر وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ رواه البخاري Indeed, truthfulness leads to piety, and indeed piety leads to Jannah. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ رواه البخاري Whoever believes in Allah on the last day should honor his guest. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيَعْرِفْ شَرَفَ كَبِيرِنَا رواه الترمذي وأبو داود One who does not show mercy to our young nor acknowledges the honor and status of our elders is not of us. لا يرحم الله من لا يرحم الناس رواه البخاري Allah will not show mercy to the one who does not show mercy to the people. لا تغضب رواه البخاري Do not become angry. الحياء من الإيمان رواه مسلم حياء is a branch of إيمان لا تكثر الضحك فإن لا تكثر الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب رواه الترمذي Do not laugh excessively for indeed excessive laughter kills the heart السعيد من وعيد بغيره رواه مسلم Fortunate is he who learns a lesson from the fate of others. At-tuhuru shatrul iman, rawahu muslim. Purity is half of faith. Khayrun nasi anfa'uhum linnas. The best amongst people is the one who is most beneficial to people. Al-muslimu akhul muslimi, rawahu al-bukhari wa muslim. A muslim is the brother of another muslim. لا يدخل الجنة قاطع The one who severs ties of kinship will not enter Jannah. Al-Jannatu Tahta Aqdamil Ummahat, Rawahu Daylami Wal Qudai. Jannah lies under the feet of mothers. Afshu Salam Bainakum, Rawahu Muslim. Spread salam amongst you. Akramuhum Indallahi Atqahum. The most honored amongst people in the sight of Allah is the one with the most taqwa. Al-Mar'u Ma'aman Ahabba, Rawahu Al-Bukhari wa Muslim. A person will be with whom he loved in the hereafter. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي وَأَبُو دَاوُدُ. The best amongst you is one who learns the Qur'an and teaches it. الْإِيمَانُ نِصْفَانَ نِصْفٌ فِي الصَّبْرِ وَنِصْفٌ فِي الشُّكْرِ. Iman has two halves. Half is sabr, patience, and half is shukr, gratitude. مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ رواه الترمذي وابن ماجه. From the beauty of a person's Islam is his leaving that which does not concern him. المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده رواه البخاري ومسلم. The perfect Muslim is he from whose tongue and hand other Muslims are safe. من تواضع لله رفعه الله رواه البيهقي وابو نعيم. One who humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate him. من قرأ ياسين في صدر النهار قضيت حوائجه رواه الدارمي. Whoever recites Surah Yasin at the beginning of the day, all his needs will be fulfilled. أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها رواه مسلم. The places most beloved to Allah are the masajid. البخيل الذي من ذكرت عنده فَلَمْ يُسَلِّ عَلَيَّ رَوَاهُ الْتِرْمِذِي. The miser is he before whom I am mentioned, yet does not send salutations upon me. مَنْ سَلَّ عَلَيَّ وَاحِدَةً سَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَشَرًا رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٍ. Whoever sends one salutation upon me, Allah will send 10 blessings upon him. أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً رَوَاهُ الْتِرْمِذِي. The closest of people to me on the day of judgment will be the one who sends the most salutations upon me. Inna dalla ala al-khayr kafa'ilihi rawahu at-Tirmidhi. Indeed, the one who directs towards good is like the doer of good. Man tamassaka bi sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru mi'ati shahid rawahu al-Bayhaqi. Whoever holds fast to my way during the degeneration of my ummah, for him is the reward of 100 martyrs. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa al-aqibatu lil muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا. اللهم اهدنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وأشاكك وأشاك حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اخر لنا واختر لنا ويسر لنا أمورنا وألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا مقبولا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشى ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها
ومن نفس لا تشبع. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها، وخير أعمارنا أواخرها، وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك، ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك، ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد، ونعيما لا ينفد، ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة، جنة الخلد. اللهم اجعلنا من العلماء الربانيين، اللهم اجعلنا من العلماء الربانيين، اللهم اجعلنا من العلماء الربانيين، اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين، اللهم اجعلنا من المحبوبين، اللهم اجعلنا من المخلصين، اللهم اجعلنا من المخلصين، اللهم اجعلنا من الفقهاء. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم.